T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Happy to welcome in the Saints' newest selection, Bub Means. Welcome to WWL Saints Radio. How's it going today?
How you doing?
We are feeling great. Want to know what it was like getting that call from the Saints and finding out you're going to be the newest member of the Black and Gold.
Man, it was a blessing. I can't even describe the feeling I got right now, man.
Well, love the fact that you're going to be coming down here to New Orleans. Want you to know you're going to be on here with Saints legend Deuce McAllister, our WWL draft analyst Mike Dettelier, and also the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. Deuce, take it away.
Bub, I first want to tell you congratulations and, welcome to the New Orleans Saints. And, just tell us a little bit about your game, some of the things that you think that you do well and some of the things that you want to be able to continue to improve on.
As you can see from my tape, I spread the defense pretty good. So, like, I'm a vertical threat on the outside. I can play both outside and inside receiver. As a receiver, I always want to get better at routes, get more fluent going in and out my breaks, top of my routes, techniques, stuff like that. So I can never stop improving on that. But I feel like as a receiver, I'm a very great vertical threat.
Bob, one of the things, Mike Dettelier from WWL, one of the things I saw you at Louisiana Tech and watched you at Pitt is your run after catch skills. Because I think that's a big part of your game, your ability to make that first guy miss or get away from, and then you can take off downfield. I think that's a big part of your game. And also, you are a very good route runner for a college player.
Appreciate you so much.
Well, Bob, this is Mike Haas, play-by-play. I'm curious, kind of along the lines of what Mike said, but not so much about the route. I want to know about the journey, right? Redshirt at Tennessee, a couple of years at Louisiana Tech, and then to Pitt, that three schools. I mean, there was a time, 15, 20 years ago, that might have been a red flag. Now, of course, not anymore. I just want to know how you matured and progressed as a receiver from those different locations.
Well, at Tennessee, I actually played corner. So I played a little corner at Tennessee, and I actually had to start from scratch playing receiver all over again when I switched positions again. And at Louisiana Tech, I was just grinding. Building my way up from receiver from ground zero, really. Like, I had to teach myself how to get in and out my breaks, stride length in the middle of my route. Release points, stuff like that. Like, I've been working on that since I could remember, but I didn't have my trainer with me at Louisiana Tech. He was in Atlanta, so I had to teach myself that, you feel me? And then I just kept progressing. I had a good coach there at Louisiana Tech that kind of helped me, fine-tune my details. And so by the time I got to Pitt, I was more of a decent receiver. So, like, I just was always more athletic. Like, I was always a decent athlete. So just adding the details, the fine details to my receiver package, which would help me basically be a complete receiver. And so when I got to Pitt, Coach Underwood actually just helped me, like, fine-tune everything, like releases, top of route technique, foot placement, hip drop. Like, I got to drop my hips to get in and out my break, stuff like that. Like, he helped me actually fine-tune my receiver work. And it helped me become a more polished receiver, and it showed on game days, and it showed in my film, like, how I progressed as a receiver.
Bub, one of the things that you talked about was taking the top off of defense. Is it the go route? Is it the post that you like? And then the other question I have for you, what type of experience do you have in special teams as a returner and or as a cover guy?
Well, the stretch of defense, it don't matter. You can go or post. Like, if the DB press, I feel like I can run by him. Like, I don't care where he at. I feel like I'm always going to be able to have the athletic advantage to run by the DB. I'm confident in that in my game. And, yes, I played gunner at Pitt, and I played kick return at Louisiana Tech. I played a little gunner and jammer. I practiced gunner and jammer in practice. So, like, when we had the little gunner and jammer punt periods and stuff like that, I practice gunner and jammer, so I'm always willing. I'm a willing special teams player.
Bob, how much interaction did you have with the Saints in the offseason from that standpoint? Because a lot of times players get picked, and there's not a lot, and then sometimes there's a lot between you and the team. How much interaction did you have between Saints coaching staff and yourself?
I didn't really have a lot of interaction. I think I talked to them. Maybe I talked to, like, a or two, like, at the East West Shrine Bowl, but I didn't really talk to them a lot, to be honest with you, so this came as a shock.
Bub, looking at some of the info on you, I know your real name's Gerard. How'd you get the nickname Bub?
When I was a kid, I had a hernia, I think, on my belly button or something, and now my belly button was real big. It looked like a bubble. So when I was little, I guess it went from Bubble to Bubba to it just kept shortening over the years as I got older, so it's now just Bub.
Well, you're going to think you have a lot of friends in New Orleans, because when people don't know anybody else's name,
hey, they got a nickname
for
you.
Hey, what's up, Bub? What's up, Bub? So everybody knows me here, but you're going to love it. Have you been here before?
Yeah, actually, my grandparents actually are from New Orleans, or not New Orleans, but Louisiana, and then I've been out there a few times, I think.
Very cool.
Looking at things too, Bub, obviously Tennessee, Louisiana Tech, then you go to Pittsburgh. How good does it feel to be coming back down south?
Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait to get in that heat, man. I ain't going to lie. Like, people might not like the heat, but experiencing Pitt in the cold, like, I would much, you feel me? Like, I'm grateful to be back in the heat, man.
Definitely glad to have you back, too. What are some things besides football that are that have your interest when you're not all talking ball?
Well, I just like to spend a lot of time with my little brothers and my family. And then I play the game a lot. Like, I play Call of Duty, stuff like that, workout. That's really all I do, like, workout. If it ain't about football, then I'm spending time with my family.
Well, definitely appreciate the time, Bub, and congratulations again on being the newest member of the Black and Gold. Let me get a big who dat for the Saints fans out there.
Who dat?
Yeah. All right,
well,
Bub.
Done, baby.
All right, Bub Means, the newest member of the Black and Gold. Appreciate the time and best of luck.
Congratulations, Bub.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me on here.
You bet. All right.
That was our discussion with the newest Saints pick, Bub Means. Hey, welcome to the Big East.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.